Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about, in regards to the economic potential crisis that may be coming to America and what the Lord had laid on my heart and shown me about the American dollar. Well, we're going to be talking at this particular point about the financial potential collapse taking place in the world and America. We've been talking prophetically about it, and you're looking at, I believe, that the budget that just got approved or desired to be approved by our president was like $4 billion. I mean, $4 billion. Think about that. Now, if you added up every president that's ever been in office prior to him getting in office, that's still the entire debt of America's is what happened during his presidency is greater than all of them added up. And like, there's something going on. We've been talking about this, and I'm going to tell you what the Lord's shown me. But first, I want you to see right now this report coming from CBN News about a potential financial collapse. Watch this.
When you think of war, images from the battlefield or troops scouring city streets in search of terrorists probably come to mind. Another arena is the financial front. Known as economic warfare, enemies use financial markets as weapons to attack national interests.
There are a half dozen different kind of systemic attacks that could hit America, right? Whether it's a cyber attack, which is a really serious problem, one that the national security people call a cyber Pearl Harbor.
Examples of cyber attacks include the recent hacking of Sony and the embarrassment of the military's central command by ISIS. A more feared scenario would be an electromagnetic pulse attack designed to wipe out our electric grid and computer chips across the country. That's not all.
There are mercantilistic and predatory trade practices, dumping of foreign products on American markets in order to put American businesses out of business. There is the selling of counterfeit products, which gravely damages all sorts of American businesses.
Or it could be a settlement attack where they take down our ability to settle trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Or a banking attack where literally you turn on, log in, and there's nothing left. These are the kind of financial warfare attacks that we see preparations for daily, and we see examples of attempts almost daily.
That's why Kevin Freeman and others formed the National Security Investment Consultant Institute, or NSIC. CBN News caught up with Freeman at the organization's founders class, attended by an elite group of financial advisors and national security experts.
NSIC leaders say their mission is to promote awareness about economic warfare and to equip leaders to enhance national security, to protect the American economy, and to improve investor results.
It is an important mission, and helping people to move away from the traditional concepts and ways of doing things and getting them to accept and then practice new ways that give us a greater level of protection if we do have a collapse, or if we, it may not be a collapse, it may just be a severe downturn in our markets.
Retired General Jerry Boykin spoke to the group. He knows the importance of being prepared for battle, and in this new era, the necessity of shoring up our economic defenses.
What we see as a marketplace of goods internationally, our enemies see as a battle space.
Former CIA operations officer and intelligence analyst Claire Lopez talked about the importance of studying risk.
For the first time, you've got financial money managers who need to understand things about risk, hearing from national security people like myself who have a worldview or, you know, an understanding of some of the national security and international security risks out there. They're hearing from us how those risks can affect their own decision making and their ability to protect their clients' money.
CBN News spoke with financial advisors about learning tactics for this fight.
We're just trying to be servants to our clients, to build and protect their legacies, to try to further the United States and its purposes in the world, and to do what's right for our clients and our country.
I can talk about all these financial things that I've been trained in for so many years, but I didn't realize how many forces are out there to attack it. and how I can better be prepared to address those issues before they happen.
It's important to understand not only what our enemies are doing to bring down our entire culture and our society and everything we stand for, all of our first things, but it's also important to understand who's behind these tactics.
And who are the forces that might mount such an attack?
I think you do have to look, first of all, at the big international players like Russia, like China, but certainly Iran as part of that, Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, these jihadist organizations, that they are very much involved in financial warfare.
So knowing suspected enemies and what they're up to in the tricky arena of economic warfare becomes a new battle plan with new soldiers. The goal? Help market leaders, financial advisors, and their clients stay aware to keep our economy stable and better protected to withstand enemy attack. Mark Martin, CBN News, Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
This is exactly, leave that frame right there. I want you to see this frame, because that's exactly what the Lord, leave this frame what you just saw with this money on fire right here. I want to tell you that the Lord gave me a vision, and in this vision, he showed me that so it was just a sudden thing. It was like this huge vacuum was taking place. Imagine a big vacuum in heaven, and it's like one particular area. And in this area, it was just sucking all the paper money off the earth. And it was like flapping out from hind places, and paper money was going up and going all over the place. But it was all just kind of coming, it almost looked like a pyramid at this point, because it was coming to that one particular point. And in that, all of a sudden, all this money, paper money, was there, and it was just like this. It just turned into a fire. It was like a pyramid of fire, and it's like burning the paper money up. And just reports are that Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft, is beginning to project a desire to move into a cashless society. And you think about it, we pretty much have done that in so many different ways. I mean, how many people really carry cash on them like they used to? But there's cash gives you freedom. It keeps you from being tracked in what you're doing. But it's like all these things are kind of coming together. And there was a day that if somebody got arrested for a particular crime, somebody says, well, they were laundering money, or they were doing something of that nature, you would see investigators go out to their house, and they would come out of their house with these boxes of evidence. And now what you're seeing is people just saying that they hacked in somewhere and they stole money. They're just saying this took place because it was all digital, and people go to jail for 20 or 30 years, and we don't even know that even happened, or somebody actually put that in their systems. And we're in a day that we got to really pray for the Lord to give us wisdom, because he tells us that in the last days, to be able to do business, you're going to have a specific identifier number, a number given by the World Economic System to be able to do business. And if you don't get that particular number, you can't do business. We're kind of moving in that day. But this is the greatest days the church will ever see. This is the greatest day the church will ever see, because this is the day the sons of God are being revealed. The days of the hearts of the fathers are turning to the sons, and the sons to the fathers. It's time for us to begin to abide with the Lord and rise up. And I just want to encourage you, stay tuned to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Download our app. Go to VFNTV.com, and let's just stay connected. Let's stay related. We've got so many things we're going to be unloosing on the Gulf Coast and throughout the nation to do this, to be able to bring hope and light.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.